I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a look back several decades to the days when the NFL was a real league. But first...
At number 15...
The foundations of the already doomed Bowl Championship Series were shaken last Sunday when the selection committee announced the New Year's Day Orange Bowl matchup pitting Florida State against Northern Illinois. But fans of the Huskies think their team belongs and that nothing should be shaking at all. Joining me now to discuss the selection is Jeff Arnold of the Northwest Herald in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Jeff, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
What was the reaction in DeKalb and beyond when the announcement was made?
DeKalb is out in the middle of nowhere, basically, and it's 60 miles from Chicago, and I think it's one of those cities where they're not used to being on a national stage, and so it's one of those things that they've embraced here.
Well, I'm very impressed with the graciousness of their embrace. Accompanying your column on Tuesday, there's a photo of a gas station sign which reads, "Suck our oranges, ESPN, go Huskies." What other signs of Northern Illinois indignation have you witnessed?
There's actually a T-shirt company in Tampa run by a Florida State alum who actually printed T-shirts with a pretty directed message to Kirk Herbstreit, the college football analyst, who said that it was a joke that Northern Illinois was playing in the Orange Bowl.
Well, you better tell me what the message on that T-shirt is.
It says, "Bite me, Kirk Herbstreit."
I guess it could have been worse.
It could have been. And, you know, on the back, there's a friendly, every dog has its day. People have just found a way to really put a face on some of the national skepticism about Northern Illinois being in the BCS.
During that Sunday ESPN broadcast to which you referred, Herbstreit and other college football analysts offered their opinions regarding the Orange Bowl selection. Here's former Georgia linebacker David Pollack.
I don't agree with it. I don't think that they should be there. My first thought process in this matchup is Cincinnati. I don't think they belong in a BCS.
What's the argument for and against the inclusion of Northern Illinois?
The four part of it is that they're 12-1. They've won 12 straight games. And in talking to quarterback Jordan Lynch, he said, "All we did was win, and we follow the rules." And so, you know, I think Northern Illinois, they're trying to figure out what more do we have to do. You know, we won our conference. Their only loss this year was to Big Ten Iowa, losing by a point. Now the against is the fact that they're used to playing in bowl games like the GoDaddy.com Bowl or the Pizza Bowl in Detroit or the Humanitarian.com Bowl. When people think of the BCS, they think of Notre Dame and Florida State and Oregon. You say BCS in Northern Illinois really doesn't roll off your tongue.
The Huskies will lack former head coach Dave Doran, who bolted for North Carolina State 2 days after he led the team to the Mid-American Conference Championship. How will they do without him, and who'll be calling the plays?
Rod Carey, who was the offensive coordinator at Northern Illinois, was offered the job Sunday. It was a bit of a rush. Coach Carey was introduced 15 minutes before the Orange Bowl berth was announced, and so you can imagine it was a pretty crazy day on Sunday in DeKalb.
Are you in the position to make a prediction for this Orange Bowl game?
I think they'll find every possible way to be competitive and to play with that chip that they have always played with just because they are Northern Illinois. And, you know, this is a school that's used to playing three or four games against big-time competition just because that's what schools in this conference do. I think they'll find a way to make it close for a little bit. But I would say in the end, maybe Florida State 31, Northern Illinois 17.
Jeff Arnold covers the Northern Illinois Huskies for the Northwest Herald in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Jeff, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.